Well, in the church, we're very blessed with many young saints. We have, of course, St. Dominic Savio and St. Agnes and the holy innocent children that were killed by King Herod, as well as St. Cecilia and many other young saints. But today we have a feast day of a young saint that I'm sure none of you have ever heard of unless you come from Poland or Lithuania. His name is St. Kazimir. And St. Kazimir was the Prince of Poland. And his life is very fascinating. He only lived to be 23 years of age, yet he is a canonized saint. And his background was that his father was king. His father's name was also Kazimir. And his young son, Kazimir Jr., I guess they call him, was taught by an exceptional teacher named John Dlugosz. I can't pronounce these Polish names. However, what we do know about his teacher was that he was the man who instilled virtue and holiness and education into this young prince of Poland. So much so that by the time Kazimir was 13 years old, the people of Hungary had heard about Kazimir's virtue and integrity and asked that his father send him to take over the kingship of Hungary because they were dissatisfied with their own Hungarian king. And so Kazimir sent his son with an army to the Hungarian border to take over the country. Here he is, this young man, 13 years old, having to lead this army into battle. Well, he got there and he looked at the situation and he saw that there were many problems with this scenario. First of all, his troops had begun to desert him for lack of pay and that he was greatly outnumbered. And then he heard that the Pope, Pope Sixtus IV, had sent an embassy to try to deter his father from sending him into Hungary to take over that country. And so he had to make a decision. What does he do? Does he listen to the Pope or listen to his father, who wanted him to extend the reign of Poland and take over this other country? Well, young Kazimir did, of course, the right thing. He turned his troops around and marched back home to Poland. And, of course, his father was furious and felt disgraced that his son came home in this way, so he imprisoned his son for 3 months in a castle. Eventually, he was allowed to be released, but during this time, he continued to pray and to study, and he made a vow never to go to war again. He made a vow of peace, that he would do everything in his power to always spread the reign of peace. And he's what's called a conscientious objector. He's really the patron saint of conscientious objectors. Now, of course, the church teaches that there are just wars. In fact, the war that we're involved in right now, obviously, is a just war to fight terrorism. So there are such things as a just war. But Kazimir made the decision never to go to war in this case of injustice and never to, in other words, to do whatever he could to spread peace throughout the world. He also made a vow of celibacy, which again was very rare for a young man in those days. And this upset his parents because his parents had arranged a marriage with the daughter of the Emperor Frederick III. And they thought this would help, you know, for political reasons. But when they tried to force this upon their son, he said he'd already given his life to God in celibacy. He, as I mentioned, only lived to be 23 years of age. He did reign for a while in Poland when his father was in Lithuania. And he died of consumption or what we call tuberculosis. He was especially devoted to our Blessed Mother. He would pray to our Blessed Mother each and every day. His favorite hymn was Daily, Daily Sing to Mary. And when he died, before he died, he requested that this song be buried in his casket with him. So today he is known as the patron saint of Poland and Lithuania. So I think what we see in him is the fact that God's grace can work in this young life. And the church has canonized him and upheld him for his great virtue, his virtue of purity, his devotion to the Blessed Mother, but especially his desire for peace, because as you know, war is a scourge upon the world. And obviously the church always prays for peace. Sometimes we know we have to go to war. Sometimes it's a just thing to do. But obviously we should be praying every day for peace throughout the world. I'm sure you're doing this. I'm sure in your daily rosary you're praying for peace, and coming to Mass is one of the greatest things you could do to promote peace. So we pray, St. Casimir of Poland, pray for us.